Sonoma County's 100.1. It's KZST. It's 5:32. I'm Mike Adams. Cooling down to 51. Time to head over to the newsroom as Brent Allen has the latest.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, Sonoma County. Here are the top stories we are following in the KZST newsroom. Attorneys with the Los Angeles Innocence Project say Scott Peterson's constitutional rights may have been violated during his initial trial for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and that his case needs a second look. He was convicted in 2004 of one count of first-degree murder for her death and one count of second-degree murder for the death of their unborn child. But all the while, Peterson maintained someone else was responsible. The process could take months or even years to complete. Peterson is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Well, do you have plans for dinner tonight? How about fresh Dungeness crab now that the season is finally on? After losing the salmon season, a shortened season last year, and this year starting 2 months late and only being able to use 50% of their traps, commercial crabbers are hoping you're hungry. And right on cue, bad weather this weekend may put a dent in the start of the season. The family of Kristen Smart, who went missing from Cal Poly University in 1996, is suing the university for negligence, negligent infliction of emotional distress, and wrongful death. In 2022, Paul Flores was convicted of Smart's murder, but the lawsuit alleges the university never responded to reports of Flores exhibiting harassing, stalking, and violent behavior on campus. And if it had, she would still be alive. San Francisco's Stowe Lake and Golden Gate Park has been renamed Blue Heron Lake. The decision was made Thursday by a 4-3 vote by the city's Recreation and Parks Commission. The name of the lake came under fire recently when its namesake, William W. Stowe, a state assembly member in the 1850s, known to have been holding anti-Semitic views and promoted anti-Jewish policies, was brought into question. The lake is popular with blue herons, thus the new name. In sports, for the second week in a row, the Buffalo Bills are calling on fans to help shovel out snow at Highmark Stadium in preparation for the Bills' AFC divisional game against Kansas City on Sunday. Helpers will be paid $20 an hour and provided with warming breaks to help get the stadium ready. And your forecast, today's rain will taper off and end in the overnight hours, lows in the 40s. Expect showers through the day on Saturday with 50s. A much stronger storm rolls in Saturday night through Monday that will dump 2 to 5 inches of rain on Sonoma County. And finally, this half hour, some good news. An Israeli company has received a preliminary green light from health officials to sell the world's first steaks made from cultivated beef cells, not the animal itself. The beef will be grown from cells derived from a fertilized egg from a black Angus cow named Lucy that actually lives in California. The original cells are combined with special nutrients to help them grow into masses or sheets of meat that are then shaped into familiar foods, such as cutlets and steaks. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Want the best lunch buffet in the North Bay? Mountain Mike's has you covered. Weekdays from 11 to 2, enjoy unlimited pizza and salad for one low price. It's the perfect combination of flavors and flexibility. It's the best of both worlds. Combine a slice or two of pizza with a personalized salad creation all your own. Choose from their legendary crispy curly pepperoni, classic cheese, or specialty pizza. Create your ultimate lunch experience just the way you like it. Online at mountainmikes.com.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams at 537. And just like that, boom, whole bunch of stuff on the roadways right now. Southbound 101 at the brake check area. That's going to be near the Cotati area. It does look like CHP is out for a crash there. Also looking at one southbound, and that's going to be at DeLong Avenue. It's going to be on the on-ramp. Northbound 101 at the Cotati grade. That's going to be the same area where the brake check is, and that's popping up just a moment ago. Also still got the Mark West Springs Road at River Road, so please watch yourself in that area as well. Other than that, we do have some congestion to talk about. Northbound 101 is going to start right around the Highway 12 connection. That's going all the way back to Wilford or Golf Course Drive. Southbound, that's going to be from Hearn, and that's going back to the Mendocino Avenue on-ramp area. And we do have some slowdowns in the Fulton Overcrossing area as well. Be careful there. And as far as Petaluma goes, Old Redwood Highway in that exit area, northbound on the 101, a little bit of a slow go as you make your way through there. East and westbound Highway 12, not bad. Buckle up. It's your latest up to the minute. CHP traffic.
100.1 KZST. I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Admit it, you were singing along. Okay. Forget about your everyday problems.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST.
as we lie awake in my bed. And you're my survival, you're my living proof. My love is alive and not dead. And tell me that we belong together. Dress it out with the trappings of love. I'll be captivated. I'll hang from your lips instead of the gallows of heartache that hangs from above. And I'll be your crying shoulder. I'll be a love suicide.
County's 100.1. It's KZST. It's Mike Adams getting ready for Delilah coming up at 7 o'clock tonight. Love songs, dedications, the songs of inspiration. Once again, all underway each and every night at 7 o'clock.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Recruiting great applicants to work at your company is not difficult, nor is it expensive. Keeping bad workers, even just one bad employee, can be very expensive indeed. Ineffective workers cost you time, productivity, and most important, customers. Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, a national recruitment advertising agency and motivational speaker. I'll be coming to town to host a two-hour seminar on how to better recruit workers, students, and clinical research participants with radio. The seminar is free, fun, and informative. It's also accredited by the Society for Human Resource Professionals. HR professionals will earn two recertification credits just for attending. To get all the details or to RSVP, call the following number.
If you struggle to hire and retain great employees, plan to attend the hottest recruitment seminar of 2024, Tuesday, February 13th, 8:30 a.m. at Oxford Suites, Sonoma County in Rohnert Park. This event is free and attendees receive two SHRM credits. So please register now at sonomamediagroup.com or call Kevin Wadlinger at 707-284-9116.
Stop by your neighborhood grocery outlet today for these amazing deals. Get the grill going with Amada Valley grass-fed New York strip steaks. 10-ounce cuts are just $4.99 each. That's a savings of up to 52% versus traditional grocery stores. Also, bargain hunters, take note. You'll find a crazy deal on nourishing Welly body cream. 7-ounce bottles are just $3.99. That's a savings of up to 80%. Yes, 80%. You'll find deals like these and so much more only at your local grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Are you actively looking for a new job? Thinking about a new career? Do you know someone who is looking for employment? Dozens of Sonoma County's best employers are looking forward to meeting you at the next North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday, January 23rd at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts from 2 to 4:30. Meet companies who are hiring right now. Go to northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Sonoma County's 100.1 KZST. It's Mike Adams. All right, it is 5:49 on the ride, and when they say it rains, it pours. Well, we got a few things out there working right now. Northbound 101, and this is going to be near the Cotati Grade area. It does look like we have a crash. Also, southbound 101, the brake check, that's going to be in the Cotati area. Looks like we have a crash in that area as well. Also seeing one at Sierra Avenue on the on-ramp. That'll be southbound 101 south of the Sierra on-ramp. And we still had one earlier, which was Mark West Springs Road at River Road. So please be careful as you make your way home this evening and make sure your following distance is not too close, because a lot of this will come right up on you. All right, congestion, Hearn Avenue, southbound 101. Going back to Steel Lane, northbound, it's going to be right around the 3rd Street exit. On the northbound side, all the way back to Santa Rosa Avenue in that exit area. And starting to see some slowdowns near the Railroad Avenue area. And there looks like there could be a crash. And it's starting to back up on the northbound side as well. Please be careful. Make sure you're buckled up. And that's your latest up-to-the-minute CHB traffic.
100.1 KZST.
It's KZST. I'm Mike Adams at 5:54, 6 minutes away from 6 o'clock. Got the final information update coming up, and yeah, this weekend's going to be crazy, football-wise anyway. Two games on Saturday, two games on Sunday. Yes, the Niners on Saturday, though, the late game. Texas and Ravens will be the early game.
Every time I think of you, I always catch my breath, and I'm still standing here, and you're miles away, and I'm wondering why you left, and there's a storm that's raging through my frozen heart tonight. I hear your name in certain circles, and it all
KZST, it's Mike Adams. Rolling up on 6 o'clock. That means we got one final information update. It's next on 100.1 KZST.